Let me get the book off the shelf. Well, the man's got me thinking about it. And so many people try to complicate themselves with liaisons at work. Well, you don't have to do that at all. And all you have to do, really, is... Well, let me get the book off now that you got me thinking about it, son. Yeah. The Hop of the Gaga Handbook, of course, guaranteed to get you some action. Chapter 119, called Get Hard with a Business Card. You know those little cardboard pieces that come from the cleaners when you get your shirts done? Don't just throw them out. Keep them with you. When you're traveling, throw a couple in your suitcase. You'll find that when you walk through the big lobby of a hotel and you pass the conference rooms, very infrequently are they all full. Hotels will have conventions, they'll have meetings, they'll have gatherings. It's a good idea when you check into a hotel somewhere, look at the list of events. And it'll say, the Marriott welcomes. And whoever they welcome. What society, what meeting, what doctors, what researchers. Well, that's when you walk to where the rooms are. And when you see that empty conference room, take out that piece of cardboard you got from the cleaners and write, free meeting here today. How to do business abroad. Write that in magic marker on the card. Slam it on the easel outside the room. Walk inside. Throw your briefcase behind the podium and stand there. Sure enough, people that are in town, tourists that are busy, they'll start wandering in there. People will sit down just to get off the streets. People that are going to the other conventions, they'll come in and see, free meeting today, how to do business abroad. Now, sooner or later, that hot-looking dame will come in there. And that's when you say, all right, if we could get started, hi, my name is Phil Sokolowski. I work with the Sweden Foundation. And here's some tips for businessmen abroad. First of all, never wear tweed in Belgium. Considered an insult to the people. Tweed, by the way, has a very bad recommendation. As to the Fiat hordes that wore tweed when Belgium was attacked in 1606, they still have a bad taste for it. You won't find tweed in Belgium. Just make stuff up. Nobody's going to know. Always walk your dog with your right hand when in Tanzania. The left hand is the hand of the old guard used for attack dogs. So in order to show that you're friendly, the right hand is where you hold the leash. Just go on and on and on. Make up stuff. Then finally say, I need a volunteer from the audience. Miss, if you would please. Let me show you the proper introduction when in Tibet. Shaking hands is considered distant there. What you do is you embrace. That's it. Put your arms around me. And you inhale the essence of the other person. Now, that's it. Nose behind the ear. I smell that wonderful perfume. And now, yeah, that's right. Do it for me. Now you squeeze again until you feel the warmth of the other person's body. Yeah. Well, you can feel her skin flush as your lips brush against her neck. You feel the pouting as her top tips become ten hot. You say, thank you, one and all, for coming by. And we'll have another demonstration in a couple hours from now. But, miss, if you would please stay. I couldn't help but notice, as you kicked the door shut, that I think you and I had a little private moment. I think we ought to practice our Tibetan greeting once again. Only this time, alone. Hungrily, she falls into your eyes.
Right there in the conference room. On the tabletop, yeah? Yeah, that's something. Is that it? Is that the spot? Is that it? Talk to me, baby. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Am I your daddy?
Oh, God.
Am I your daddy?
Yes.
Am I your daddy? Am I your daddy?
Yes.
Am I your daddy?
Yes.
Am I your daddy?
Exhaustedly, you roll to the floor, rearrange your clothing, shaking out a camel from a crumpled back with a shaking hand. Just then, sooner or later, one of the directors of the hotel will walk by and go, free seminar, doing business abroad. I don't remember signing up somebody for this conference room. He'll come bursting in the door. What's going on here? Holding your cardboard placket. We don't have anything registered like this. That's when you feign indignation. What? You don't have anything registered like this? I paid good money for this. And you're going to tell me to embarrass me in front of this young lady to tell me that you don't have any record of it? What kind of hotel are you running here? I signed up from a seminar. I fly in from out of town, and you have no record of it? What's your name, Buster?
Well, I'm McNurdle. I work at the front.
All right, Mr. McNurdle. You wait right here. I got all my receipts, my reservation confirmation form in the glove compartment of my car. I want you right here. Keep the young lady company. Then you run across the lobby, dive.
Supposed to walk your dog right hand.
Look, your speakers are seeping. It must be the Grease Man Show.